Welcome back to our discussion on the mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary. Today we are going to continue the five luminous mysteries, and we're going to begin with the third, which is the proclamation of the kingdom. Christ Jesus constantly refers to the kingdom. He speaks of the kingdom and he speaks of hell, because those are the two wars that are being fought for the soul of mankind. In fact, Christ speaks more of hell than he does of the kingdom. He speaks of the fires of hell, Gehenna. He speaks about these things so that we will know the seriousness of what we do, that our actions have consequences, that to follow the will of the Father, as I have said before, is most certainly to seek our own happiness, our own joy, to truly make peace upon this earth. Anyone who thinks that they can bring peace on earth through negotiations, through committees. In fact, when I was in the 30-day retreat, the priest who was giving the retreat had on his desk, "God so loved the world that he didn't send a committee." Because we probably still wouldn't be saved if we had to trust in a committee. And so we find that in this great and magnificent mystery of the proclamation of the kingdom, we find the depth of what is behind reality. You see, it's not enough just to see things. It's not just enough to touch things and to live in the world and to say, well, as long as I don't hurt anybody else, I'm doing good. I can just do what I want. That's never going to be the case. Not if you're honest with yourself. Only a fool thinks that they can be the just judge of everything that they do. We need someone outside of us, better, greater, more perfect, more loving than ourselves, to determine where we are on the scale. That's why it's important when we listen to the words of Jesus, we look at his life, which conforms completely to his words, and we judge ourselves according to him. Now, psychiatrists who serve a purpose oftentimes have us judging ourselves by relating ourselves to the people around us. So we look at the people who are next to us, the people we live with, the people in society, and we see how we fare. Well, that really doesn't work very well, because I'll tell you something. If I wanted to judge how I am, I'd find the worst person, stand next to them, and feel pretty darn good about myself. And so it's not about looking at someone else with all their flaws and their weaknesses and their defects, because we can most certainly could always find someone worse than ourselves. So the key is, when we look at the kingdom, to place ourselves before Christ Jesus, to place ourselves before him, the perfect Lord, the perfect love, the perfect one, and to see how we stand up. You see, Jesus refers to himself during this proclamation of the kingdom as the light of the world. Now, you and I know that whatever we look at, the dimmer the light, the less we see the flaws and the defects. And so, if we are going to turn up the light, we are going to see those things that we need to change. Jesus, being the light of the world, is also the light of the soul, our soul, my soul, so that I can literally see exactly how I conform to the will of the Father, because that is exactly what we need to be doing. That's the kingdom. You and I are not orphans, number one. We are not abandoned here on this earth. This is the beginning. You and I are on our way to our true home, which is heaven. The worst thing we can do on this earth is to surround ourselves with so much junk that we literally find consolation and security in the things of this earth. My dear brothers and sisters, look around you. What is there on this earth that can truly make you happy? Nothing. Nothing. It can make us happy for a short period of time, but can it really? Can it really enter so deeply into ourselves that we will never want for anything, that we will always have what we need, that it will completely satisfy every desire and longing of the heart? Only one thing can do that, and that is Christ Jesus in the Eucharist, his body, blood, soul, and divinity. And so the kingdom is about the kingdom of heaven, but the kingdom of heaven that is within each and every one of us. The kingdom of heaven that we must embrace and consume so that we can have that kingdom within us, so that we can incarnate that kingdom in the world. That you and I, by living a life worthy of heaven, which is our true home, because remember, we are pilgrims. We are a pilgrim people. We are not meant or destined for this earth. We, You and I are destined for heaven. We belong to God as His children. And as His children, we are heirs through baptism of that kingdom. And so we must live accordingly. We have to live like heirs to a kingdom. We shouldn't run around thinking that we have nothing, that we don't have hope, that we don't have something that waits us. Of course, understanding our faith brings us peace. It brings us knowledge. It brings us a completeness of our being. It answers the question, why? Why am I here? That is the question that Christ answers every time He speaks. He speaks of love, a love so far beyond the human concept of love that they killed Him because of it. They took away His own life because they were so afraid of what they saw, because they saw themselves as they really were, as they really are. The kingdom opens our eyes to the truth. That's what the kingdom is. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so He is. He gives us Himself. He gives us everything that we have. There is nothing that we have on this earth that doesn't come directly from the Father's hand. There is nothing in this world. There is nothing that we can experience, nothing that we can taste, nothing that we can feel, nothing that we can see that is not a direct response of love that God has given to us. The sun rises. It's because He loves us. You hear the sound of music because God loves you. We smell the beautiful odor and the beautiful perfumes that the flowers breathe forth. And why? Just so that God could show us how much He loves us. Oh yes, the kingdom that Christ preaches is a loving and affectionate Father. It is a God who loves us so much that He gives us His only begotten Son, not only to redeem us from our sins, but to show us how to live once we've been redeemed. That's the kingdom. It's not about studying something. It's about living something. It's not about imitation. It's about becoming. It's about becoming Christ. That's what the kingdom is about. And you and I are called to be Jesus to the world. No less. We must become Christ. For if we are going to be faithful to the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom that Christ preached, the kingdom of His Father, we must become Him to the world. Not just to our families. Not just on Sunday Mass, not just when we're with our friends, but with all whom we meet. The world is starving for this truth. The world is hungering for this Christ. The world desires to know these things, and you and I are the ones that have been called to bring these things to the world. Without you, the world cannot know the beauty, the goodness, the magnificence of that kingdom that must come. That kingdom that Christ reveals through His life, His passion, His death, and His resurrection. That kingdom where every single desire of our heart will be fulfilled. That love upon love, no measure will be poured out into our souls through all eternity. This is what awaits those who love, but those who love in Christ. We must love with His heart. We must speak with His voice. We must touch with His hand, and we must love within Him, everyone and everything because of Him.